64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege. To authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. First action tonight is to review and approve the minutes from April 2018. Does everyone have a chance to review those? Are there any changes? No changes. Can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Scott, our first thing tonight is a reconsideration request for number 18-03A.
Case number 1803A, Susan Smith and Karen Murphy are requesting a rehearing of the appeal on 114 Fieldstone Drive. The Board of Adjustment did not approve the appeal on March 21st, 2018 to overturn the approval of permit 1737 for nightly rental at 114 Fieldstone Drive. And they're here to present their case of why it should be reheard.
Okay.
And to remind you of that location, coming in the Branson Creek entrance, it's right here, but...
And Benita, is there a list of anyone else that's speaking for or against that appeal?
Well, this is just their request.
Okay.
So
do we need to speak with them or just...
Just them, yeah. Okay. This is not the public hearing. We did not advertise for a public hearing part of this.
Okay.
This is decide whether to listen to them in June with any new evidence they bring tonight or it's finished in their avenue circuit court.
Okay. Susan, do you want to come forward, please?
I don't know. We'll keep that because it's not public hearing.
Hi, I'm Karen Murphy. 2 months ago, you based your decision to uphold the approval because the applicant did exactly what he was told and did not see where he had erred. According to the guidance code, we feel that that applicant was misled and the application was in error. We were not appealing that the applicant erred. We were appealing the approval of the P&Z because the guidance code was not followed. Was the administrator correct in giving his instructions to the applicant? And in transfers, because this was a transfer, under a development plan, it does say that it is for only land use change, subdivisions, and it does not include special use under development plan. And it does say in your guidance code that the owner shall provide ownership approval or that they own the property. And that did not happen. And so I think he was given wrong instructions. And we were not here to say that he erred. We were here to say the P&Z erred.
And your denial was based on something that was never questioned in our application, like Karen just discussed, whether or not the applicant did the right thing or not. That was not the reason we were here. Therefore, we would like the opportunity to discuss the items brought before you that we feel the P&Z erred in their decision. Number one was 4.7 compatibility, 4.7.3 was parking, 4.7.15 were the buffers, and Appendix E, the ownership, 2.1, the procedure for a special use permit. I think our request for a legal opinion should have been granted before the decision was rendered. Two prior to our case, a legal opinion was rendered, ours sought after, and ours was not. We just feel like we should be reheard.
We did get a legal opinion on the ability of a buyer to request a special use permit before he purchases the property, and have the seller do that, the buyer do that. And the attorney's opinion was that was appropriate.
And could we know what code that he is doing that opinion under?
He looked at the complete application, and I asked that exact question of if that was a process by how we did it through that application process. And
well,
he said, we don't need to change the application, but there's not just the code, I mean, that he's doing that under. His opinion of looking at the whole circumstances was
Did he look at the general where it says that a development plan can be transferred? And a development plan under your description does not include special use. It only includes land use change?
I don't know where you're getting the development plan. This was a
Under your descriptions.
But that 114 Fieldstone was a new request for a special use permit from
transfer.
The seller was not using it as a nightly rental before this buyer bought it.
Yes, he was.
Well, it was a transfer.
There was another one that was. This one, he was not asking for a transfer.
Yes, he was. No, you have him confused. This applicant was continuous on whether the
only transfer of an existing permit was 122 Fieldstone, and that was done Monday night.
No, we have the application right here.
Well, it's not a transfer. The buyer's requesting the special use permit. The owner signed the application.
On whether they got the special use permit, whether they were going to purchase the property.
But we weren't transferring a special use permit. The owner of the unit did not have a special use permit.
Yes, he did.
Not at 114 Fieldstone. So.
Well, our question is that it was approved that the owner didn't error.
Okay.
And we feel that he was misled, and you didn't answer the questions about the P&Z.
What do you guys think? Do we want to hear this again?
I think we have a lot of things that we would like to discuss with you guys.
I mean, that's what the request is. That's what we have to decide. Do we want to hear their appeal?
A lot of that's the stuff we've discussed in the past.
Can I make one more statement before you make your decision?
Yes.
Since all of this has been going on in Branson Creek, we have lost several permanent residents because of the nightly rentals. Right now, there are 4 villas on the market that have a common wall with a nightly rental, and they can't sell them. So it is a problem. We just don't want any more. So we have a lot of things we would like to discuss with you, so hopefully you will let
us. But the new evidence tonight you're presenting for them to rehear is, I'm a little bit confused on what the new evidence is. Because this was all the evidence that was brought at the previous hearing.
Our new evidence is that it was maintained and approved that the applicant didn't error, and that isn't what we were here for. We were here to say that the P&Z did not follow their guidance code.
And that's what we went to the attorney with, and he said that they did. So.
And I'd like to know what code that he says that can be done.
Because if you look, can I say one more thing?
Anything new?
Yes, it's new. Under Appendix E,
2. I mean, do you have any other comments that are new?
No, we just feel like
okay. Does anyone want to hear this again? Do we have a motion to hear this appeal again? Do we have a motion to deny listening to this appeal again?
We're just trying to save our neighborhood. Give us a chance. Right here it says, shall have proof of property ownership. That's all we have to go by.
It's in the code.
Right there.
And again, we consulted with an attorney, and he shared his opinion with us, and that's what we're going by.
Well, an attorney can say whatever he wants, but as a layman, that's what we're looking at. I think we should have the opportunity to be heard again.
So is there no motion to hear them again?
I'll make a motion that we consider doing it, allowing them to present again in the following month just to see what the vote would be.
Do we have a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. So we have a 3-1 decision, so your appeal has been granted.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Public hearing number 18-04V.
Hello.
Thank you. Nancy, I'll read your staff report and then turn it over to you.
All right.
Case number 1804B, this one is Nancy Rousey is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The request is for a variance from the required 12.5 feet side property line setback for subdivision and county roads to allow a covered deck extension on the side of the single-family home. The applicant is requesting an 8-foot variance, allowing the new covered deck to be constructed 8 feet from the side property line. Some of the background is, as per the assessor's information, the subject property is located in the Pine Woods Village lot number 36 and is 67.51 by 73.45 irregular in size. There is currently a single family home built in 2008. In 2016, the Board of Adjustment approved a request by Pete Capco asking for a front setback variance of 22 feet from the required 25 feet for the 125 square foot covered deck. The applicant is requesting this setback for a 10 foot by 14 foot covered deck. If the Board of Adjustment would approve this variance request, the following staff recommendations would apply unless revised by the board. One is approval of a side setback of 8 feet from the property line, allowing for the construction of a 10 by 14 foot covered deck, and that also includes the overhang. Two is a Division 1 permit for the covered deck will be required. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And to give you a look at the property, this is basically the information I read. This is historic 165, Highway 65's here. And we zoom into the Pine Woods Village. There's our corner lot. The deck location is on the side here. Here's some photos of where she's planning. You can see the property line stakes. And I kind of tried to shoot down the property line. Of course, here's your statutes, and then there's my staff recommendations, and I'll turn it over to the applicant.
Bonita, is there anyone that had signed up to speak for or against other than the applicant?
No.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Thank you, Scott. He explained that very well. I just really think this would be good to be able to extend my deck out. It is cedar planks on the outside of the house, and so that way when I have a grill out on my deck, I'd be able to be away from my home, and I have cedar trees back behind, so I feel like this would be able to give more space on that side of the house. So I'm just asking for the 8-foot, setback variance.
Wasn't that deck recently built? Didn't we do that?
That was on the front. That would be, I don't know how old these pictures are, but it was in this area here.
Okay.
And that was for the 25. Of course, you realize these lines are float around.
Right.
The request now is on the side.
Okay.
So.
And that was the prior owner that was the applicant on the
I'm
front
assuming
deck?
It was.
Yes, because okay. I just bought the house.
Okay.
Just the 24th, so.
Anyone have any questions for the applicant?
Do you know what the speed limit is on Valley Stream?
Probably 20. I really don't. I'm not really sure.
I don't even know if there's. I don't even know if there's a speed limit sign on there. It's only like a 2-block-long street.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of houses.
Zoomed out a little bit.
It's on a corner lot.